here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 28th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of Harper Lee, born Nell Harper Lee in Monroeville, Alabama, 1926. Grew up with her friend Truman Capote and got in fights with the boys who were trying to bully young Truman. Went off to New York when she was 23, hoping to be a writer. She became an airline ticket agent, and in New York, in her tiny apartment on the Upper East Side, she began writing stories, which became a novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. It came out in 1960. Harper Lee, who died earlier this year at the age of 89. It's the birthday of the playwright Robert Anderson, New York City, 1917, who gave us Tea and Sympathy. The poet Carolyn Forché, Detroit, 1950, author of The Country Between Us, poems from time she spent in El Salvador. Here's a poem for today by Kate Barnes entitled Old Roses. When my father met my mother at a dinner party in a garden of very old roses on Beacon Hill one hot evening in early June, he said to his friend F. Morton Smith that night, "Morton, I have met the girl I'm going to marry." We have Uncle Morton's testimony for that, the certified word of a Boston lawyer. My mother said my father had looked handsome, yes, and talked delightfully, but what she remembered were the mosquitoes. If you stopped slapping at them, even for a second, you were eaten up alive. My father courted her for the next 10 years, whenever they found themselves in the same place. It was the '20s, then, heyday of ocean liners, and she might be in Paris or maybe off getting run away with by a hairy, two-humped camel in the Gobi Desert while he was crossing the Pyrenees on foot. But at last, on another steamy hot day in Massachusetts, as she, still wet from the bath, lay naked upstairs on her sister's bed, she heard the wedding march start up on the grand piano directly below her. She sprang to her feet, threw on her cream-colored dress with a dipping hemline, and flung herself down the narrow old staircase straight into the arms of matrimony, which were wearing an English jacket of dark blue wool for the occasion, splendid but unendurable. Would anyone say the marriage was a happy one? I don't think I know. Sometimes, perhaps, I can't imagine either of them with anyone else. Years later, I, a greedy child, crouched in the dark cabinet under the attic stairs and wolfed down the last slice of their wedding cake, dried out fruitcake in a little box covered with silver paper and lined with paper lace, a keepsake for wedding guests to slip under their pillows that night so that they too would dream the bright moon rolling her way through silver light, singing stars clustering under the clouds. Those crumbs became the bones in my 7-year-old body, and they're in there yet, while the dreams sing on in my head forever, like mosquitoes whining among the leaves of thorny old roses. A poem by Kate Barnes, Old Roses, from her collection Kneeling Orion, published by David R. Godin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at PoetryFoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.